Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones.
Okay, so I think I fixed my hair like 100 times before coming on to this podcast recording. It's like really frizzy. women, I want to share with you today a breakthrough I had as a result of chucking my work chair. I chucked it. Well, rather, I donated it to my son, and he will now use it upstairs in his new room, in his bedroom, as a study chair. He likes that it swivels and it has wheels on it. My body was saying, no, stop. Stop with this swiveling chair. Stop with sitting in a contorted position that is actually hurting your spine. The chair is not so comfortable. It's like this standard IKEA work chair. And I've been using it for a long time and noticed as we are moving into our new home slowly, I'm currently in my studio space of the new home with my beautiful clay wall behind me. For those of you listening, hop on over to the YouTube video to see the textures and the new environment I've set up for my studio. Simple, yet very nourishing. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this. So I chucked my chair. It wasn't serving me anymore. And I noticed I was constantly uncomfortable, forcing myself to be in a position that I don't enjoy working with. Now, with the sacred blueprint and the work that I am birthing and bringing to the world, I have been moving around, working in nature, working on the floor, moving my body, but this chair and this desk was still present, and I would go to it to get some work done, right? Enter Zoom meetings, right? And get certain aspects of my work done. And I noticed I was complaining a lot about this chair. And so I decided to shift the energy of my environment, and I chucked it, passed it on to my son. And I am I've now set up this space in my studio where I've got these amazing pillows, for resting, beautiful bolstery pillows from beautiful antique kilims. Like I've got the lamb's wool, the lambskin that my son grew up with as a baby. I would change his diapers on this lambskin. Real materials, beautiful textures and kilims that I love. I love Turkish kilims. And I start to envision, well, why? I don't need to be sitting in a chair. My studio doesn't need to be looking like this. And so I've started to craft a totally new way of being in my studio with my body. And it's going to be more on the floor. I'm envisioning a platform where I can actually have a storage space under the platform that I sit on, right, with all my cushions and pillows. I've got my desk surface propped up on actually some concrete blocks that I found across our house construction, where there's like a bunch of rubble that they've dumped from doing road work. I still need to brush them off a little bit, but it's working for now. And this shift in my environment has gotten the juices flowing again, the creative juices flowing again for me. And what I'm, you know, it seems so simple, yet we don't apply it for ourselves as women architects. You know, we're always designing the best for others, right? And as a result, we are depleting ourselves in a certain aspect of our lives. We're giving all of our all to others and not serving ourselves. If you're not filling your cup, right, with nourishing nectar of the gods, of your creative life force, right, the key is to really open up that channel and nourish your body so that you create with ease, with joy. You design spaces for your clients, for yourself, with ease and joy. So I'm envisioning this platform and inspired by Japanese tea rooms, inspired by, you know, the gathering spaces or eating traditions of the Middle East, all on the floor. Right now, I'm in cross-legged position. My hips are on the floor. My tailbone is happy and yummy and is slightly bolstered by one of these pillows. I mean, we know this, right, women? We know this. We go to yoga. We do our meditation. But notice how you're still compartmentalizing your life. Okay, I did the yoga. Now I'm off to the office and I'm in front of the computer sitting in this fucking chair. Okay, you might have a really great chair. So this is actually not about whether or not you have a chair and whether you enjoy sitting in a chair or not. There are amazing ergonometric chairs out there, and there are amazing throne chairs out there that I've seen some beautiful spiritual leaders sit in. There's all different kinds of chairs. There's poofs, there's cushions, there's amazing yoga chairs out there. Find your chair. My chair is the floor right now with a pillow, and I'm so happy about it. I'm so happy about it. And now I can just like relax when I'm in a Zoom meeting. What is with this formal stuff, right? We're just always like, oh. You know, as I relax back and sit in a nourishing way that supports my spine, supports my womb, relaxes my jaw. We put so much effort into showing up in a way that is so unaligned with our joy, our freedom. So how can you, I want you to also tune into this. It can be really simple things that you do in your studio to sculpt your studio into a temple that helps you to become an instrument for the creative life force that is urgently waiting to stream through you. So you build the temples of the future, the sanctuaries of our future. So you serve in a way that is really speaking to the truth that wants to come forward from your mouth, from your being, at this very crucial time in our evolution right now. The other piece is you know, I've been in a state like I've been noticing that I want everything that I design, I want to make a temple. Okay. And so when it comes to designing your own home, and especially if you have a partner, a husband, a wife, a partner, family, children, extended family living with you, roommates, whatever that may be, you know, if you're a spiritual architect, right, working with energy, we have a tendency to want to turn everything into a temple. And I realized that, okay, wait a second, I can create the energy of a temple within one part of the house. Okay. I'm going to continue here. And really go for it. Really go for it in one part of the house. It could be your studio. For me, it's my studio. It's the High Priestess studio. And I'm going to go all out. I start to do some sketching here with columns and stained glass on. Can you see it? I'm going to tilt up. There's my circle light. It's now much lower because I've been sitting. Now I'm sitting lower, but I'm going to lift it up with this platform. I'm really excited about this platform. And then we can turn it into this bed with a beautiful, like French mattress. I think that's what they're called. Is it like, oh, I don't remember the name of the company, but anyway. So I'm getting these ideas about how to create this platform with drawers underneath and how to work with a connection with earth and sky and work with the ceiling above my head and the floor below my spine. Balance, centering, grounding, activating, energizing, and being really clear about the threshold between this, the house and this space. In fact, I'm actually even thinking about bringing some curtains, some heavy curtains to even close off the space. If I want to do some deep journeying, I don't know, to the, you know, with Akasha, the Akashic realms. This is an aspect of the alchemical energy healing work that I do with my private clients. Yes, I do healing for the mentoring work that I do with my clients who are women architects and designers, because they are very much in need of the healing and the disintegration, or the transmutation of the old systems, the old paradigms that are still running the show within their system and are impeding them from taking the next step to build their flourishing design practice. So that was related to the curtains. So play with it. You know, we were taught in architecture to be so minimal most of the time with the inside. Everything needs to be white. Everything, you know, the wall meets the ceiling in a 90 degree, pure, clean spaces. I mean, I'm thinking about the real estate section in the Globe and Mail in Toronto, in the newspaper. And there are a lot of highlights of houses that people have remodeled and renovated. Oh, so boring. And I have to say, some of my house has that aspect to it, to be honest. Like we do have white, we have beautiful lime plaster walls, but there are moments where it's just like, we can be doing a lot more to enhance these spaces, how to bring life force to the forms above windows and bring tile work and lazur painting and layers of color. And that's what I'm going to be bringing. I'm so excited about it. I have already started with the central stair piece and the bathrooms with the tadalakht and this beautiful clay texture or clay wall. So I'm really excited about it, women. And, you know, it's so important for us to be applying the spiritual energetics to form building. It's not enough to just talk about it. I find that a lot of spiritual, like a lot of, you know, it could be feng shui or, you know, architects who say that they're working with energy, you know, it's like, okay, well, what else are they bringing to the table in terms of form? It's always a question. It's not a judgment. I know how challenging it is to build something out of the ordinary. Labor costs are increasing, resourcing materials are increasingly harder. Just in general, costs are skyrocketing. And if you enjoy crafting with your hands as much as I do, you know, part of the solution may also be to start to craft yourself with your own hands. Try it, experiment, allow the mistakes to happen, or work with a woodworker or a craftsman that you can direct, that you work really well with, that you have a good synergy with, that enjoys, that's passionate about building. So I'm going to do these columns and there's going to be plants growing from them. I don't want to divulge too much because it's a surprise, and create a threshold into this container, this energetic vessel that is my temple for creation, my temple for meditation. And sometimes guests can come and sleep on the temple, right? The temple floor, it can be versatile. It is a home. And going back to this piece of like, oh, geez, you know, like I'm always just wanting to impose the temple onto my home, the temple program onto my home. And you know what, women, on a deeper level, yes, on one hand, it's like, okay, you don't want to turn everything into a temple and make the architecture so intense and saturated or overly formed that it becomes tiring for the family to live in. You want a calming space. You want something serene. But it doesn't mean you can't use color. It doesn't mean you can't use expressive forms. It's just really tuning into what are the ones that will soothe the whole family. What are the ones that will also, it's not only about soothing. Sometimes you need a bit of fire, spark, activation, waking up. Right? In various parts of the house that will help the energy to flow, to move, right? There's an exchange between slower, faster energies, quieter, louder energies, right? And how does it all play into the story of home for you? So when we go on a deeper level, in a way, the old temples, right? The church, the synagogue, the mosque, the temple, the shrine, in a way they are outdated. And the new consciousness is about building the temple within. And so if that's the case, if that's the case, if that resonates with you, and it's about finding God within us, then your home can be a direct reflection of that. It is a temple. It is your sanctuary. Does it need to look like the temple of Dendera in Egypt? No. Does it need to look like the great blue mosque in Istanbul? No. What is it going to look like for you? And play with the forms. Form language is super key. And I'm not talking about just painting on, now, when I say just painting on the wall, that's really important to do too. But can you start to sculpt walls so that forms are growing out of them? Walls that move in and out and nurture and hold you. You can also do it with built-in furniture, as well as movable furniture. It's just, there's something about carving that I really enjoy as an architect, the inside of a space, in such a way that really speaks to our humanity. And activates that spark of creation, of joy, of juiciness, of abundance through the forms, through the forms. It's so critical right now at a time where there is so much war, so much trauma, natural disasters. We had a really hard year this year in Turkey with the earthquake. My family and I are still recovering from it. And, you know, even though it didn't touch us directly, many other family members who have lost loved ones are still processing their grief. The wars, the destruction, climate change, the collapse of old systems, but, you know, the ones who are puppeteering those systems are kind of, you know, scraping the wall, right? Grabbing the last piece of power they can. They're holding on to it. And everything is in a state of collapse, actually. Money systems, economic systems. We need to pave a new way. And for you, you are a pioneer. You are an artist. You are a change maker. You are a visionary leader who is here to shift the way we create with the land and build with the land and design with the land through your intuition, through your consciousness, through your heart-centered devotion to building the new earth. For that, women, boy, oh boy, do you need to build your inner temple. Both on the inside and inside your home and inside whatever project you're working in. Maybe it's a studio that's separate from your home, but you get what I mean. Building your inner temple and the environment that's going to support the foundations, the strengthening, support you to be unwavering, resilient, to keep on going. There have been really hard moments in the last months with the wars that have been going on for me that wanted to put me back into, these are forces that want to put me back into a state of amnesia. That was my tool for survival. To go into this kind of really sleepy state that is, see, look, my hands just want to wake me up right now as I do this. Whew! A sleepy state that allows others to control me and to put me in a state of fear and to sabotage my work, to sabotage the mission that I'm here to anchor in on this planet. So women, part of my mission is the birthing of the sacred blueprint. And I just announced the other day to my list that I am celebrating that the Sacred Blueprint online course is going through another growth spurt. And I'm so delighted to share that I am leading a free live online group event, gathering together the visionary leaders, the women architects and designers, the land stewards, the property owners, everyone. It's a party. Gathering everyone together to share about the Sacred Blueprint online course. I'm going to be guiding you through introductory course material. I'm going to also guide you through a really experiential journey to the heart of the land, as well as share some exciting news about how you can join the movement and learn about this unique system that will really support you in lasering in on the optimal design for your property that's aligned with your soul's purpose and the spirit of the land. So I have not, my team and I have not prepared the link to join yet, the Zoom link. I got to go in 1 minute, actually. I have a client at the top of the hour. So I will be sharing that soon. Make sure that you're a part of my list. Sign up for my free guide, 7 Steps to Mapping the Vision for Your Dream Sanctuary. That's on the homepage of my website. Sign up, then you'll be a part of the list, and you'll also get an introductory 8 videos plus PDF guides on my signature system. And again, I'm so excited. She's going through another growth spurt. My baby. It's an honor really to be a steward of this movement, to co-create with the spirit of the land, the nature spirits, and birth the dream sanctuaries that your soul is really dying to live in and to create in. All right. Make sure you like this video, and I'm so excited to share more about the December 8th event. It's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Istanbul time. We'll be gathering for 2 hours. It's a group session, and I can't wait. So mark the dates in your calendar and make sure you sign up for the 7 steps to mapping the vision for your dream sanctuary. All right, bye.
Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers, to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting AishaRoseMelodyHassan.com. Until next time, güle güle.